Proclamation number 8766 of 29th of February, 1964. Priority of vineyard work. The time of the end demands that the vineyard work is carried out as a matter of priority, and that is why I myself also want to smooth all ways for you. I want to help you in every way, so that still much spiritual material can be supplied to men, which corresponds to full truth. Because error rules the world, and truth is only recognized by few, who are serious to know about the area, which is inaccessible to human intellect. But I give you knowledge about it and only make it dependent on you yourselves whether you reach this knowledge. I only demand your earnest desire for truth to then also be able to convey it to you. And so I have to emphasize again and again that people form completely erroneous ideas, be it of me myself, whose nature is certainly unfathomable to them, but it is also presented to people in a completely distorted way. Be it of my will, which is to determine the earthly way of life. Be it of my church, which I myself founded on earth. Be it of the work of redemption of Jesus Christ or also of all other spiritual connections. Men walk along in completely wrong thinking, and only in few the desire arises to learn the truth about all this. But men also cannot fulfill their purpose of earth life when they do not know about it and about the cause of their being man. But I constantly seek to supply men with this knowledge, and it can be mentally given to every man, who just desires such. I awaken servants for me on earth, who are active according to my instructions, by them receiving truth from me myself and then passing it on to their fellow men. I smooth all ways. I lead men to each other. I direct their conversations to spiritual area. I create everywhere possibilities that truth can be brought and received. But I force no man to accept it. Otherwise truly the spiritual blindness of man would have been remedied long ago. However, the purpose of earth life could not be fulfilled that man spiritualize himself and can join me. I must leave freedom of will to all and therefore also cannot prevent that darkness becomes stronger and stronger, that men fall more and more into error and therefore into my opponent and avoid truth. Thus distance themselves ever further from me, who is the eternal truth. Only a few people can be found whose inner desire is for me and the truth, and to them I send precious possessions. But I cannot determine my servants either. They, too, must be active for me of their own free will. And depending on their degree of love they will also be willing to serve, and the success of those who want to come into possession of the truth will be accordingly. And I can only ever encourage my servants to be eagerly active, I can only ever spur them on to make use of every day and every hour where opportunity presents itself to them to be active for me. Because time passes quickly, and only the supply of pure truth still promises a success that men break away from error and earnestly seek the salvation of their souls. And what can happen from my side to open the hearts of men for the reception of truth out of me, that will certainly still happen, but can always only be worked within the framework of the natural, because every miracle would be compelling to believe and therefore worthless for the soul of man. But mankind is in great spiritual trouble as long as it walks along in dense darkness, as long as it lives in error. And that is why truth must still be guided everywhere where it is not rejected, and it will always have a beneficial effect on the souls of men, which can only mature through truth alone. Because truth starts from me and also again leads back to me. But the return to me is purpose and aim of earth life as man. And that is why again and again the order goes out to you, my servants on earth, not to slacken in your activity as servants in my vineyard, because time demands always more eager activity for me and my kingdom, which for you consists of carrying truth out into the world, to do everything what serves the spreading of my word, to miss no day and to always only think of the great trouble, which can only be remedied by the supply of pure truth. I well know myself who is still to be addressed by me, but as I cannot work unusually because of the freedom of will of man, I need you as mediators, who work earthly in all naturalness and still can offer a heavenly gift to fellow men, which they can only receive from me myself. And you are therefore not allowed to become tired in your work for me and my kingdom. You are to think of the many unhappy souls, which go towards the abyss, because they do not see the way in darkness, which leads to me, and you are to want to help them. Then also their hearts will be open, because love is a power, which also reduces resistance, and then man is already one. If he gives you his ear and I myself can then address him. There is not much time left for all of you. But if the short time is still used extensively then the souls can be rescued, and you have accomplished a great work of redemption on these souls, which thank you for it eternally. After all it is only about to protect the souls from the lot of new banishment, which all have to expect. Who can no longer be one for truth, who are followers of the adversary and will still remain for a very long time. Amen.